The Leslie Marshall Show, a true democracy in talk radio. Of, for, and by you, the people.
Hello, everyone. I am not Leslie Marshall. My name is Mark Levine. Leslie Marshall's taking a well-deserved vacation, and you've got me all week, like it or lump it. I hope you do like it because, I know a little bit about the way Washington works. After all, I've been here for a number of years. I'm reporting live, in fact, from Washington, D.C., and I used to work as a congressional attorney, so I have some idea how that works as well. And I've been following this election, which is, 2 weeks from yesterday. It's really just around the corner. And, of course, the people running are Obama and Nobama. They'll tell you in the mainstream media it's Obama versus McCain, but you and I both know that's not true. Do you know any McCain supporters that say, I am proudly voting for McCain? No. No, they're proudly voting against Obama. I know partly from the people who've called into this very show, right? They pick up the phones, they dial 888-6-LESLIE, 888-653-7543, and they tell me why they're for John McCain. Why are they for John McCain? Because Obama's a terrorist. Because Obama's a Muslim? Because Obama's a socialist? God, strike three. I guess I could never be on The Family Feud. No, but that's what they do. If you've been listening over the past couple of days, you know the folks that have been calling in, and God love you. I welcome your calls, even when you don't agree with me. In fact, I encourage particularly the people who don't agree with me to call in. But it's always something negative. And you can tell it not just from the folks who call into my show, but from the rallies. You go to an Obama rally, and people are excited, and people are happy, and the music's playing, and everyone's shouting, Obama! 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 Then you go to the McCain Palin rallies, and they're angry, and they're shouting out, terrorist, and kill him. And what are they shouting? Are they shouting, McCain, McCain? No, they're shouting, Nobama, Nobama. So the race is on between Obama and Nobama. McCain is really very secondary. And it may be why he's losing the race, because he's decided to run an entirely negative campaign. Perhaps recognizing that not enough people support John McCain, he's running as Nobama. Well, we've explored a lot of the things people have been saying about Nobama. Monday, we talked about the Is He a Terrorist Bill Ayers stuff. And yesterday, we talked a little bit about Acorn. I can talk more about that today if you like. We also talked about the crazy notions that he's Muslim. Did you know that 16% of McCain supporters, this is a Pew poll, this isn't Mark Levine talking or Leslie Marshall or Daily Coast, no. This is the Pew poll, very respectable poll. One out of six McCain supporters believes Barack Obama is a Muslim. One out of six. I mean, I knew there were a lot of ignorant people supporting John McCain, but one out of six? That's not the kicker, folks. The kicker is when asked if Obama is a Christian, only 47% of Republicans said yes. The majority of Republicans said no or didn't know. Wow. It's all about attacking Obama. The American people are suffering. We're in an economic crisis. People realize that John McCain, Mr. 90% George Bush, the same person who supported pretty much the entire Bush economic agenda. He didn't 8 years ago, but he does now. That he's not the solution to this crisis. So they've got to go on the attack. And they've kind of exhausted the terrorist angle. I mean, when you have such a respected general as Colin Powell, who worked for both George Bush Sr. and George Bush Jr., come on the air and say, this is enough. Stop dividing us. Stop talking about the real America and the fake America as if those of us who support Barack Obama are somehow fake. Stop talking about the pro-American areas of the country and the anti-American areas of the country as if those of us that don't live in the red states hate our country? That offended so many Republicans like Colin Powell, like Chris Buckley, the son of William F. Buckley, the founder of the National Review. I mean, the primary intellectual conservative. I guess he's dead now, and most intellectual conservatives are. Even George Will seems to be switching sides. So it isn't working. The calling Obama a terrorist isn't working. So now they have a new line. It's a line featured by the new Republican hero, Joe the non-plumber. It's Joe the plumber who's not a plumber, whose name is Sam, who isn't licensed to be a plumber, who claims to be making over $250,000, but isn't. You know the guy I'm talking about. Samuel Joseph Wurzelbacher of Holland, Ohio. They always put him in Toledo because I guess it sounds more working class. But Samuel Joseph Wurzelbacher, the infamous Joe the plumber, consistently cited. I mean, you know, I wouldn't go after this guy if he weren't constantly used by John McCain and Sarah Palin, not just in the most recent debate, but in all of the speeches that they're giving. And he's their hero. He's the middle class, even though it turns out, well, he's not really a plumber and his name isn't really Joe, as his friends call him, Sam. And he actually isn't making $250,000 a year. So as it happens, he does do better under Barack Obama's plan than under John McCain's plan. And he wasn't trying to buy the business. But other than that, Joe the plumber, oh, and he owes back taxes. But other than that, Joe the plumber is the hero of the Republicans. Here, John McCain couldn't bring himself to say the words middle class in either of his first two debates. Now he's Joe the plumber and, you know, Brian the brick builder and all the other people at their signs. And you know what? That's okay. I want to reach out to Joe the plumber and Brian the brick builder and, I don't know, Harry the haircutter. No, they probably won't include Harry there. But I want these people to be represented. So that's okay. But the thing that they most take from Joe the plumber is the infamous, awful, disgusting, terrible comment of Barack Obama that he wants to spread the wealth around the United States. Aha! They say. That's proof! Barack Obama is a socialist. Terrorists didn't work. Muslim didn't work. Now they're calling him a socialist. Outside rallies for the No-Bama campaign. Again, there's no such thing as a McCain campaign. It's just the No-Bama campaign. Outside rallies for the No-Bama campaign, there are, you know, people handing out bumper stickers with the good old Soviet red star and sickle. I guess Obama's now a communist. And let's face it, most of America is too, right? You have Nancy Pfotenhauer, the McCain spokesperson, we played some of what she had to say yesterday, talking about the real Virginia. The real Virginia is that area outside of Northern Virginia, that, you know, that southern area. The rest of Virginia isn't real. Those people are fake and elitist and, you know, they must sip lattes or something. And then you had John McCain's brother, his brother, talk about Northern Virginia, where I live, Arlington and Alexandria. That's communist country. Because if you don't agree with the Republicans, you're a communist. We had Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann concerned that Obama has anti-American views. And then there's Senator George Voinovich of Ohio, Republican, who says, quote, with all due respect, the man is a socialist, unquote. So is Barack Obama a socialist? What is socialism? What makes it so horrible? Why are we so anti-socialist? I'm going to go out on a limb here and do something that, oh, people are afraid to do. I'm going to defend socialism. That's right, you heard it. I'm going to defend socialism. Just like the Republicans, Rush Limbaugh made liberal a dirty word. It's not a dirty word, it's a proud word. Liberalism is the history of America. The idea that we are free thinkers, the idea that we are free. Liberate, liberal, comes from the word freedom. I don't see Republicans attacking freedom. Well, I'm also going to defend socialism. That's right. I'm going to defend socialism. Not pure socialism. I don't believe in pure socialism. Neither does Barack Obama. When people talk about communism and they talk about the evils of the Soviet Union, they're being accurate. But the primary evil of the Soviet Union was that it was a dictatorship. It was an authoritarian government. It murdered a lot of political prisoners. It put people in prison without trial or with only show trials, much as we're doing in Guantanamo Bay. Not to the same extent, but you know, we're getting there, right? But in terms of economic systems, should we have pure capitalism? What's interesting to me is the Republican Party has been fighting any kind of socialism in America ever since the 1930s. In 1936, Alf Landon's campaign was almost entirely around abolishing that awful, disgusting, wrong New Deal program called Social Security. Republicans also hate Medicare. Heck, Joe the Plumber personally will tell you he is against Social Security. So, should we go back to pure capitalism? I mean, you can argue that America about 100, 120 years ago was pure capitalism. Read The Jungle by Upton Sinclair. You can read about how people worked in the factories and workers had no rights and no safety laws. And heck, if they lost an arm, it just got chopped up and cut into the food. That's pure capitalism, right? Pure capitalism means that we have no equal opportunity for all. And, you know, pure capitalism, I guess, would include prostitution. It would include anything that can be bought and sold. And one thing it definitely would not include, nationalizing the banks. It wouldn't include using the government to spend $700 billion to bail out Wall Street. Nothing would be regulated. You could buy and sell any kind of medication, doesn't matter whether it works or not, ending government regulation. You see, my friends, socialism is good in small doses, as is capitalism. I believe in a mixture of capitalism and socialism. I don't think pure socialism works. I don't think pure capitalism works. And I don't think that Obama wants anything more than the same kinds of social programs that have made America strong, well, since the New Deal. Do you really want to abolish Social Security? Do you want to abolish Medicare? Is it wrong to say that the middle class should get a tax cut too? I mean, let's not just throw out phrases here. Let's not just accuse Obama of socialism. Let's talk about what we really mean here. John McCain supports privatizing Social Security. Do you? Do you think in this stock market that we should have all of seniors' retirement going up and down and losing it all? What do you think? Do we need a little bit of socialism in this country? 888-6-LESLIE, 888-653-7543. Right back after this.
Leslie Marshall, finding the truth, no matter how deep it's buried. Call her now at 888-6-LESLIE. And let's start digging.
Real eczema sufferers get real results from Dermarest.
Eczema makes you scratch like a crazy dog.
It gets to the point where you just say, I'm tired of this. I don't want to itch anymore.
I tried Dermarest about a year ago, and ever since then, itching has not been a problem.
If I could recommend a product that works, Dermarest would be it. Immediately, it stopped the itching.
Dermarest eczema works immediately and is clinically proven to moisturize and provide itch relief for 24 hours. Feel your best and look your best with Dermarest.
I'm just so grateful to stop the itching.
The holiday season is right around the corner, and Ace Hardware is helping you stay one step ahead with expert advice and everything you'll need to make sure your home is ready. Like Ace Royal Paint, starting at just $19.99 a gallon. For more great deals now through Monday, get to your neighborhood Ace, the helpful place. For 2 years in a row, Ace has been ranked highest in customer satisfaction among home improvement stores by J.D. Power & Associates. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more backtalking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-801-6378. 1-800-801-6378. Call now. 1-800-801-6378. 1-800-801-6378.
AM 1520. for the latest news and personality profiles, visit us online at kb1520.com. Stay connected with all of your favorite hosts, including interviews and special features. kb1520.com is your source for up-to-the-minute national and international news from CNN. Let your voice be heard in our exclusive kb1520.com web poll. You can even become a member of the KB Insider Club, where you'll get a chance to win great prizes and much, much more. kb1520.com on a new voice, a new choice. AM 1520.
For over 10 years, thousands of people have turned to OnStar for help every day.
OnStar, so do you need directions today?
I was hoping you could get me to some place that I could eat a breakfast at.
Was there a particular type of restaurant you were looking for?
Not really. Just bacon and eggs.
Okay. I'll see what we have listed in our area.
OnStar turn-by-turn navigation is the simplest and smartest navigation system. You only have to push one button and tell the advisor what you're looking for, and she'll download directions to your car.
Does this area not have much around, or?
Yeah, it's pretty desolate.
Okay, because I did find only one restaurant and 15 miles.
We plenty of drives today out to the desert. Y'all are really convenient.
But we try to be convenient. I'll go ahead and set up that route for you. Thank you so much for using OnStar.
Start out going north on Route 10.
OnStar is standard for the first year on 11 Chevy models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations. Requires ABS and directions and connections plan. Not available in certain areas.
And now for the bonus round. A tree falls in a forest. What kind of tree is it?
Siberian elm.
Correct. If a rhombus has four sides, what is the opposite of blue?
Purple?
Correct. If you rent all your DVDs from Netflix, how much gas money will you spend driving to and from the video store?
Zero.
Correct! Netflix! Over 1 billion movies delivered so far. Zero late fees. Choose your movies online and have DVDs delivered to your door in about one business day. Start your free trial and get unlimited movie rentals. Netflix! See terms of use.
Welcome back to the Leslie Marshall Show. This is Mark Levine filling in very proudly for Leslie Marshall. I'm sure some of you miss her. That's okay. I miss her too. But she's on a well-needed vacation, and I hope you'll listen to me for a little while and feel free to disagree with me. I actually welcome those that call in and disagree. I want to hear from you. 888-6-LESLIE, 888-653-7543. I've been talking with people who disagree. I've been canvassing my neighborhood. In Virginia, which is a very important swing state, I am willing to bet that as Virginia goes, so will go the nation this election. Right now it's leaning toward Obama, and of course Obama is winning the race. But I went around and I was talking with people, those that are supporting John McCain. And I was trying to figure out why, and it's not because of Iraq. Virtually nobody says they're supporting John McCain because of Iraq. Some of it is theocracy. Some of it is religious fundamentalism, people who believe that we need to have more of sort of a Taliban Christianity in America. We need to punish gay people. We need to make sure that, a raped little girl has to have a baby, that kind of thing. Sarah Palin conservatives, if you will. But not so much in Northern Virginia. In Northern Virginia, you find the biggest thing that's pulling people along is the new complaint from the McCain-Palin team, from the Nobama school. And it's not that he's a terrorist, that isn't really playing, and it's not that he's a Muslim, that's false, you know, I mean, as is the terrorist claim. And they can't say it's because he's black, because it's so uncool today to say you're not voting for someone because they're black. You don't want to admit to that. You'll use code words like Muslim and terrorist. Nope, the one they're using now is calling people socialist, calling Barack Obama a socialist. And, you know, I'm not going to defend terrorists. But I will defend, to some extent, socialism. Specifically, I will defend a combination of capitalism and socialism in our economy. Now, what does all this mean? Well, I guess capitalism purely means that the government stays out of everybody's lives, and the rich, you know, get as rich as they want to do, and they can trick the poor, and most kind of like this country was 100 years ago when you had very few super wealthy, kind of like Mexico is today. And you had a whole bunch of poor people. And generally, when you have that, you have the kind of cronyism and corruption where you have the corporations controlling the government. That doesn't work very well. That doesn't lead to a strong economy. On the other hand, socialism, pure socialism, I don't think works very well either. Even democratic socialism. And I've been to the Israeli kibbutz. I've seen how it is when you have a society where everyone gives according to what they can and gets according to what they need. That doesn't work either, right? Because people are lazy. They're saying, you do the work and I'll get what I need. No, you need a combination. You need a combination. You need to have capitalism, free market is the basic way it works. But at the same time, you need protections. Things like Social Security. And it's interesting to me that for all the Republicans yelling and screaming that Barack Obama is a socialist, how many of them are saying what they really think? That we need to end Social Security, that we need to end Medicare. If you are against socialism, you're against Social Security, right? Ooh, but they're not going to say that because Americans like Social Security. You know, it's fascinating if you look at the claim that Obama is going to spread the wealth around. Did you know that we have more inequality now than at any time since the 1920s? That's right, since right before the last Great Depression. 10% of households have 44% of household income. 1980, they only had 33%. That's right. Just about half of everything made by any Americans is made by that top 10%. For wealth, even more so. So what is wrong with the idea that your ordinary American can get a break too? Why is it that only the super rich are served by Republicans? It's interesting because the people I know that are defending this, that are calling Barack Obama socialist, none of them make $250,000 a year. The people I've talked to, in fact, some of the people that do make that kind of money, multimillionaires, people like Warren Buffett, they support Barack Obama. They believe they should pay their fair share in taxes. They believe they should pay higher tax rates than their secretaries. But the people calling Barack Obama a socialist, I think they have this strange idea that every single thing they've achieved in life was due entirely to their own hard work. And the fascinating thing to me is that you take a guy like Barack Obama, someone who achieved the American dream, someone who was born of a single mother who was on food stamps at one point, and this guy worked by his own hard work, got into Harvard, became the head of the Harvard Law Review, succeeded with writing a book or two beyond his wildest dreams, while the people who are attacking him for being a socialist, people like George Bush and John McCain, entirely succeeded based on their daddy and their granddaddy. I want you to think about that. I want you to think about that. Who are the true purveyors of the American dream? Those that would give equal opportunity to everyone? Or those who want to succeed based entirely on what their daddy and granddaddy did? Do you believe in affirmative action for the white privileged? Apparently, if you support John McCain, that's exactly what you believe. Let me know. 888-6-LESLIE, 888-653-7543. We'll be right back after this.
Are you part of the 65% of Americans struggling to make the minimum monthly credit card payments? Do you know that 90% of that monthly payment goes to interest? Want to stop the payment merry-go-round?
Yes. Someone please help me with my credit card debt.
You can finally rest easy. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, call Debt Relief USA, 800-426-1084.
Debt Relief USA helped clean up my credit problem and save me tons of money in interest payments.
Debt Relief USA can get you debt-free in less than 36 months. Call the debt specialist, 800-426-1084. That's 800-426-1084 for Debt Relief USA.
The truck pulled the ATVs with no problem. I love that thing.
If you love it so much, why don't you marry it?
Who are all those people?
Oh, that's my studio audience. I save so much money on my ATV insurance by switching to GEICO, I was able to rent a studio audience for the weekend.
Huh. Good move.
Saving you money on your ATV insurance is our business. What you do with the money is your business. GEICO Power Sports. Insurance for all the things that move you.
A new voice, a new choice, and 50,000 watts to back it up. The voice of the new majority, AM 1520, WWKB Buffalo.
If you enjoy antiques or bargain hunting is your passion, don't miss our Saturday morning show, Estate Findings, with host Linda Pezzamenti. We'll feature guests related to buying, selling, refurbishing, or simply remembering items from the past. Want to know where some of the best sales and fun historic events are this week? Can you answer our weekly trivia questions? Then tune in 8 to 9 Saturday mornings for the Estate Findings Show. Is your business related to vintage finds? Is your group having an auction or flea market? Do you fix old things, appraise antiques, or have a passion for the past? Then let us help tell your story on KB Radio. Call 655-0023 and join us on the air. Special thanks to all our estate finding sponsors: Edna Louise Estate and Household Liquidations, Old Editions Bookshop and Cafe, Tag Jewelry, The Old Steeple, Josephine's Victorian Tea Room, Stan's Co. Automotive, and the Craft Antique Co-op in Greece. That's Saturdays at 8 a.m. here on KB 1520 for estate findings.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code LISTEN to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, LISTEN, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code LISTEN. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Bose Quiet Comfort 2 Acoustic Noise Canceling Headphones. Frequent flyers know how effectively they fade airplane engine roar into the background, so you can enjoy your flight in tranquility. With QC2 headphones, you'll experience in-flight movies and music with Bose audio that's so lifelike, you may discover subtle nuances in even your favorite music. Experience for yourself their unmatched combination of noise reduction, audio performance, and comfortable fit. Call 800-491-9761 today to enjoy them on flights, at home, or in the office for 30 days risk-free. Audio expert Rich Warren reports, Quiet Comfort 2 lives up to its name, enveloping you in blissful sound and the utmost comfort. It's easy to forget they're on your head. Call 800-491-9761 to try Quiet Comfort 2 headphones for 30 days risk-free. Ask about making low monthly payments with no interest charges from Bose. Order now, and shipping is free. Order Quiet Comfort 2 headphones today at 800-491-9761 and leave the noise behind.
Welcome back to the Leslie Marshall Show. This is Mark Levine here filling in for Leslie Marshall, and I want to hear from you. Lines are open, 888-6-LESLIE, 888-653-7543. Have you noticed that now that they can't show Obama's a terrorist, and now that they don't dare say the racist stuff, at least not in public, that doesn't mean it doesn't matter. My home state of Tennessee, I noticed a recent poll, a Rasmussen poll, that said 29% of Tennesseans say they know someone who's not voting for Obama because of his race. And those are the people that admitted it to the pollster. So they tried terrorism. They tried, connections to Acorn. We'll talk about that as well. It turns out, of course, John McCain was the keynote speaker at an Acorn convention just 2 years ago. Bet you didn't know that. So now they have the new term. The term really that harkens back to the McCarthy days of the 1950s. He's a communist. Commie, pinko, Soviet, right? No, they don't say that. They say socialist. I mean, a few of them say communist. But the respectable ones say he's a socialist. Oh, my God. What a terrible, terrible thing. Of course, Barack Obama is far from a socialist. I don't believe Barack Obama believes in confiscating people's wealth and handing it over. I mean, let's not forget that the greatest of socialists, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, during World War II, had high tax rates for the highest income bracket of more than 90%. And Eisenhower, that socialist, had rates of higher than 70%. John Kennedy, who cut taxes, cut them to 50%. Hardly socialist. All Barack Obama would do is bring us back to the Clinton years. The Clinton years, which happened to have been the largest, best economic expansion, I dare say, in American history. And partly that's because of, yes, income inequality. There, I said it, crucify me, I said it. Income inequality, that's right. Currently, the top 1%, the richest 1 in 100 Americans, have the same amount of wealth as the bottom 40%. 40%. They have 40% of the household wealth. Think about that. In fact, I got my facts wrong. Let me be clear. It's worse than that. The top 1% owns 40% of total wealth in the country. They own more than the bottom 90%. Excuse me. That's an important little distinction there. They own 40% of the total wealth in the country, more than the bottom 90%. If you take all of the wealth of 90% of Americans, okay, 270 million people, they would have less than 3 million other Americans. Now, I know what you're going to say. Mark, you're preaching class warfare. You're a socialist. Well, let me tell you something. The last time America had this kind of inequality was in the 1920s. And lo and behold, the stock market crashed. And we endured the worst economic depression in American history. And there's a reason for that. And the reason for that is what I've been talking about the past couple of days. I have nothing against rich people. Some of my best friends are rich. But they are not the engines of the economy. If you take a vacuum cleaner and you suck away the wealth of 90% of people and give it all to 1%, there's only so many cars and houses they can own. John McCain has 7 or 8 houses. He loses track. He owns 13 cars. Does he need another? If we give him another $5 million, what will he do? He'll probably do what John McCain likes to do. He'll bring it to the craps table in Las Vegas and bet it on a roll of the dice. The irony is that the people who tend to be against the idea of the American dream, they tend to be against the idea of equal opportunity. The people who call Barack Obama a socialist don't seem to recognize that he is the epitome of the American dream. Look, him, Bill Clinton, both children of single mothers. Barack Obama's mom was actually on welfare. Now, I know that Republicans would have cut off that welfare. I know that Republicans believe that Barack Obama should never have had the right to go to college just because he was the smartest kid in his class. No, Republicans believe that colleges should be open not to the intelligent, not to those who are good at their studies, not to those who are hardworking. No. Republicans believe that colleges should only be open to you if your daddy or your granddaddy went there. They're against affirmative action for poor people. They're against affirmative action for African Americans, but they support affirmative action for rich legacy kids. Compare the life of Barack Obama with the life of John McCain, or for that matter, of George W. Bush. Could George Bush have gotten into Yale on his own? No way. He got there because of his father and his grandfather, Senator Prescott Bush of Connecticut. And he got there and he made C's and D's. John McCain went to the Naval School, the Naval Academy in Annapolis, based on his father and his grandfather. And when he got there, what were his grades? Well, let's compare to Barack Obama. He was the top of his class, president of the Harvard Law Review. And was John McCain in the top of his class? No. Was he in the top 1%? Not quite. Was he in the top 10%? No. Was he in the top quarter? No. Was he in the top half at least? No. Well, was he in the top 3/4? No. Well, was he in the top 90%? No. Well, at least he was in the top 95%. No. He wasn't even in the top 99%. He was in the bottom 1% of his class, and he wasn't even at the top of that. Out of 899 students at the Naval Academy, John McCain was 894. And if his daddy and granddaddy weren't admirals, he would have been kicked out long ago. So how did John McCain make his money? Well, after ditching his first wife, who had a horrendous accident and was no longer the pretty model she once was, he married a beer heiress. Did Cindy McCain earn her money? No. Her father apparently earned the money. John McCain is a wealthy man because he married a daughter of a rich man. These are the people the Republican Party stands for, right? Anna Nicole Smith, Republican hero, sleep with an 89-year-old man, take all the money. Don't pay estate taxes. That's the hero. But take someone like Bill Clinton. Take someone like Barack Obama. Take someone who has earned their living, who has worked hard, who has achieved the American dream, and those are the people we have to shut the door to. That's socialism, I guess. Let's see here. We've got Russ in Buffalo, who I think disagrees with me. Russ, I'm not sure. Do you agree or disagree?
Listen, There is capitalism is a nothing but a huge pyramid scheme. The people at the top are the only ones who make out like bandits. And when you're entering the scheme, you either start at the bottom and make hardly anything, or you know somebody who's closer to the top than you are, and they get you a job or something. And we got the right already to health care and everything. In the Constitution, it says we are entitled to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Well, life should mean what you need for life. You need food. You need shelter. You need
education.
You need everything that you need for life.
Right, and an education so you can pursue happiness. Here's the
That's
thing,
right.
Rusty.
And here's the liberty. I covered life. Liberty is what you can afford. You ain't liberate. You ain't allowed to move or do anything you want because you got to work. You got to keep up with the money part of it.
And pursuit of happiness, you got to have an education to be able to achieve anything.
Pursuit of happiness is when I was 18 years old, I experimented with some marijuana and some stuff, and my government my government declared war on me at that day.
Yeah. I'll tell you this, Russ. The one thing, look, and just to be fair, while I would legalize marijuana, I wouldn't hire a pot smoker to work for me because I want someone who can be have a very clear mind when they work for me. But here's the thing. The point you bring up about who you know is very important. It's amazing to me how many people it goes back to that famous comment Ann Richards made, the former Texas governor, made about George Bush Sr. She said, this is a man who was born on third base and thought he'd hit a triple. When you look at someone like John McCain, when you look at someone like George W. Bush, I'm not knocking them for having a father who's a president and a grandfather who's a senator. In John McCain's case, having a father and a grandfather who's an admiral. You can't help who your parents are. I'm not attacking people because they're rich. But what I'm saying is you shouldn't get an automatic success just because your father and your grandfather. I look at someone like Paris Hilton and I say, you know what? Maybe she should get a job. I'm going to go further and say that I think legacies should be banned. I don't think you should get into Yale just because your daddy and granddaddy went there. I don't think you should get into the Naval Academy just because your daddy and granddaddy were admirals. People should have to work. And the irony about all of this is that you look at a man like Barack Obama, you look at a man like Bill Clinton, and they achieved the American dream. They rose from poverty to wealth, and they don't support socialism. They support equal opportunity. Giving a chance to every American. And if that means a little bit of what some call socialism, then so be it. It's fine with me. If you disagree or if you agree, call in 888-6-LESLIE, 888-653-7543. We'll be right back after this.
Leslie Marshall, straight and on point. Give her a call now at 888-6-LESLIE.
And now for the bonus round. If second place is the first loser, who came in last?
Billy.
Correct. Nothing rhymes with orange. What color are my boxers?
Duh, they're blue.
Correct. What's the affordable way to rent DVDs?
Netflix, with plans from only $4.99 a month.
Correct! Netflix! Choose your movies online and get DVDs delivered to your door in about one business day. Plans now from only $4.99 a month and never a late fee. Start your free trial today. Netflix, it's that easy.
So, John's doctor told him it's time to get serious about his blood pressure. Eat a healthy diet, exercise regularly, which I've been telling him to do for years, and take a dietary supplement called Amil BP every day.
The naturally derived ingredient in Amil BP has been clinically shown to help maintain healthy blood pressure. Amil BP is safe and has no side effects.
And it's so easy, he's actually doing it.
Maintain healthy blood pressure with Amil BP, available at Walgreens, CVS, and other retailers near you.
With a change in season right around the corner, Ace is helping you save energy around your home. Now through Monday, buy compact fluorescent floodlight bulbs on sale for $4.99 each. For 2 years in a row, Ace has been ranked highest in customer satisfaction among home improvement stores by J.D. Power and Associates. For expert help and friendly advice, get to your neighborhood Ace, the helpful place. Sale prices good at participating Ace hardware stores while supplies last. See store for details. For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
Real psoriasis sufferers get real results from Dermarest.
This guy and I had been friends for a while, and I had been looking forward to him asking me out. He asked me out. I remember my arms were just disgusting looking. I felt like I had to cut it short. I just felt embarrassed.
Dermarest psoriasis provides complete relief, removing scales, letting healthy skin grow.
Had I known about Dermarest then, it would have been a completely different date. Dermarest has changed my life.
Feel your best and look your best with Dermarest.
A new voice, a new choice, the voice of the new majority. AM 1520. Western New York loves food, and Chef Steve Binks loves Western New York restaurants. Join us for a new radio show called Dine Out, Dine In with Chef Binks. Meet local chefs and learn signature dishes you can recreate at home. If you think this is just another boring cooking show, think again. Sometimes outrageous and controversial, but always entertaining, Chef Binks puts the kooky in cooking and the fun in dysfunctional. Dine Out, Dine In with Chef Binks, every Sunday morning at 10, starting October 5th.
I'm Steve Tasker for WestHerb, where they've cut deals to the bone. They're digging deep to get you the vehicle you want. The deals are scary good.
Okay, Steve, we know Halloween's coming. I'm Fred Reed from WestHerb Chrysler Jeep, WestHerb Dodge Sprinter. And we do have some deals right now on used vehicles that will give you goosebumps. Beautiful 08 Caravan and Town & Country minivans start at $15,900. 07s at just $13,900. And a great selection of fuel-efficient 4x4s. Nitros, Liberties, and Patriots to beat the snow. At WestHerb Chrysler Jeep, WestHerb Dodge Sprinter, you have access to all of WestHerb's vast used car inventory. Over 800 to choose from right now. 800! Nobody else comes close. Don't go somewhere else and settle.
See dealer for details. Ends 10/31/08. WestHerb Chrysler Jeep Dodge Sprinter on Southwestern Boulevard in Orchard Park. Best people, best price, 800 vehicles. Which is best for you? Get it? Which?
Welcome to WestHerb.
Do you think getting a good job in Buffalo is a lost cause? Are you an employer who feels that all of the best job candidates have left the city? Are you employed but having problems? The answers, along with many other job-related issues and topics, can be found on Buffalo Works, Sunday mornings from 9 to 10 on KB Radio 1520. Join expert host Joan Gracie, president of APA Solutions, as she explains exactly how Buffalo can work for you. Call Buffalo Works, Sunday mornings at 9 on KB Radio 1520.
Welcome back to the Leslie Marshall Show. This is Mark Levine filling in for Leslie all this week. I've been reading a study by the bipartisan Congressional Budget Office, and they show that the Bush tax cuts in 2001 have increased the after-tax income of the top 1% of households, those with average incomes in excess of $1 million, by 10%. So if you make $1 million, you now make $1,100,000. If you make $10 million, you got $1 million more. If you make $100 million, you got $10 million more. Where does all this money come from? Well, if you're a middle-income family, you got 2% more. So if you make $57,000 a year, which was the average income for middle-income families, then George Bush has given you a tax cut of about $1,000. If you're in the bottom 20% of Americans, you only got 1.6%. Your average tax benefit from the Bush tax plan, about $100. Now, these tax cuts cost all of us $90 billion a year. So we got to make that money back. And what that means is that those in the bottom 80% are paying a greater percentage of taxes now, while the top 1% are paying less. So if you are against socialism, if you're against redistribution of wealth, are you against it when George Bush does it? Are you against it when George Bush robs the poor to pay the rich? Are you just against Barack Obama bringing it back? At the time it happened, John McCain said we couldn't afford it. John McCain called it a giveaway to the rich. John McCain answered town hall meetings by saying that the rich can afford to pay their fair share. Well, you know, he had to win that Republican nomination, so he's now flip-flopped. What are your views? 888-6-LESLIE, 888-653-7543. Keith in Hartford, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hello.
You know, I disagree with you on, you know, several areas.
Okay.
Some of the things that you say are true. And I agree with what you were saying about, you know, privilege. Bush never would have got into Yale. That's true. But I think what you're missing in terms of socialism and the middle class, most middle class people, of which I am one, work very hard to make a decent income, and they don't want it redistributed.
Which is why Barack Obama would give you a big tax cut. So are you against getting a tax cut? Because, John, listen, if you make under $250,000 and you say you're middle class, so I assume you make under $250,000, then Barack Obama would have you keep more of your earnings, and John McCain would have you pay more of your earnings in taxes. So wouldn't Barack Obama then be your guy?
Yeah, I'm not saying I'm against Obama or in favor of McCain.
Okay.
The issue that I'm bringing up is that you went on a diatribe about socialism and capitalism.
Right.
And I think what you're missing, a very particular American view or feeling that people have, we're very different than the people in Europe and other socialistic democratic systems. We believe in the middle class, and this is just my own observations and my own study of history, that you work, you earn, you save, you build. That's it. Now, if you're at the bottom and you don't do that, that's your problem. And if you're at the top and you're trying to steal and grab whatever you can grab, well, we don't like it so much, but most people in the middle class want to be rich. They don't want to be poor. I've been rich and I've been poor. I got to tell you, rich is better.
I'm sure that's true.
I don't think we're
but I don't agree with you. I mean, I don't disagree
what?
With you. I mean, look, here's the thing. I am not arguing, and please, I want to be clear, because I maybe wasn't as clear as I should have been. I am not arguing for pure socialism by any stretch or form. I don't think that works. I talked about how I think it fails in the Israeli kibbutz. I think it failed in communism. I don't think we should be as socialist as, for example, France is. I'm not arguing for that. Neither is Barack Obama. But some forms of socialism, this idea of a social safety net, the idea that no matter how far you fall, you still don't starve in the richest country on earth.
Okay, well, now we're coming to a point of agreement because I misconstrued what you said. I thought that you were advocating for more of a socialistic system like France and Italy
no,
and a lot of
I'm arguing for a return to the Clinton years. You know, that may be slightly more socialist than the last 8 years. But it's a scale. I believe in a combination of capitalism and socialism. I don't think pure capitalism works. That's why I support things like Social Security and Medicare, and which protects us, from hard times, from ourselves. These are insurance programs. These
Absolutely.
Mean that we
need Social Security because old people, you know, if we didn't have it, then children would have to take care of their parents.
If we didn't have it, then we'd have people who put all their money in the stock market, and if they got out a year ago, would be twice as wealthy as the people that got out this year. So,
I agree. I lost $40,000 2 weeks ago myself.
And aren't you glad you have Social Security?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So my point is this. You know, the Republicans are, if you will, they're attacking Obama with a sledgehammer. They're saying he's a socialist when all he really wants to do is bring us some manner of more equality. To say, hey, you know, the rich should pay their fair share too. In the Clinton years, everyone did better off, not just the middle class, but the rich did better off too. And what's wrong with bringing us back to that era? And what shocks me is that so many middle class people, you know, the people that John McCain calls Joe the plumber, even if Joe isn't a plumber, are supporting not themselves, but the right of super rich people to be super rich. Now, you're not doing that. I think, frankly, you and I are in a lot of agreement.
We are, now that you've kind of clarified your position. I got to tell you, though, I'm afraid of Obama. I'm not voting for McCain. I don't know what I'm going to do. But, you know,
why are you
I
afraid of Obama? Honestly.
Ralph Nader.
well, Ralph Nader is far more socialist than Barack Obama.
I know,
I mean, you know.
I know.
Tell me what, seriously, what makes you afraid of Barack Obama? I'm really curious.
I think that he talks a good game now up front, but once he gets in place, he's going to bring a lot of very, to use the phrase, socialistic thinking people into his administration.
Well, let's talk about who he talks with, because we know, for example, that he works with Warren Buffett. just recently, just yesterday, he was on, he had a long discussion with Paul Volcker. You may remember him. He was the Federal Reserve Chairman under Ronald Reagan.
Hardly
a socialist. I mean, Barack Obama is no Jesse Jackson. He's no Maxine Waters. He's no Ralph Nader, for that matter. He's a moderate Democrat, frankly, in the tradition, I think, of people like Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Tell me specifically, if you can, what you fear, Keith.
I just basically don't want to see a system of government come in that's going to be redistributive.
But see, it depends what you mean by redistributive. I just gave you statistics from the Congressional Budget Office at the opening of this segment where I showed that George Bush has redistributed wealth. He's redistributed it from poor to rich, right? The we have greater income inequality than any time since the 1920s.
That I agree with.
Well, Obama's reversing that. Is that so terrible?
No, but I think that we definitely need people who are going to own and operate businesses.
Well, of course, but Obama supports that. I mean, actually, his small business plan.
Those are the people who make over $250,000 a year.
Well, Obama doesn't believe in shutting down their businesses. I mean, he's not going to come in like the communist, you know, Politburo and start closing businesses. In fact, I don't even think he'll nationalize the banks the way Bush did. Obama is saying is that if you make over $250,000, you should pay the same tax rates as you did in the Clinton years. It turns out it's only 3% more. So if you make $260,000, you pay 3% more on that extra $10,000, which is about $300. All he's saying is go back to the Clinton years for those that make over $250,000. He's hardly shutting them down.
I got to tell you, we're at 150, and
He won't tell you. He'll help you then.
You'll wonder where the money is.
Well, he'll help you at 150.
You made $150,000 and you have, like, no money.
Well, that's why he's going to give you a tax cut.
Yeah,
he's only talking about those over 250. Look, at the end of the day, it seems to me that middle-class people have lost enough. There's a reason why our economy is in trouble, and partly it's because Americans are up to their ears in debt. And it seems to me that the people who can most afford to bear the burden, people like the Warren Buffetts, don't mind paying a little bit more so that your average, ordinary American gets a chance to pursue the American dream. I got to tell you, Keith, I think if you look at Obama's actual plan, not the fear-mongering, not the stuff that the Republicans are saying, but his actual plan, you're a reasonable-minded guy. I think you'll support it. Take a look at it. Don't listen to all the fear-mongering. Read his actual plan. And I think you'll come around, Keith. I mean, not that we – I think we can have Connecticut anyway, but I just as soon have your vote for Obama as well.
Okay.
Thanks so much for your call. I appreciate it. There's a bunch of you hanging on the line. Please stay on. I will get to each and every one of you if you just hang on till after the hour. 888-6-LESLIE, 888-653-7543. This is Mark Levine. We'll be right back at the top of the hour.